Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. Thank you to Dave who sent that in. Just gorgeous. Jake, how are you?
Yams? Hack? What's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing tonight? Y'all smell good tonight.
Tonight.
We are Dave Matthews Ham, and we are going to be playing some Dave Matthews Band covers tonight for you. So sit back and enjoy this little dilly. Catalyte. In your eyes.
In your eyes.
You're a cat with those thighs. At you, I'm allergic. Catalyte. All right.
In your eyes.
Tight pregame show today.
Tight pregame show today. This is the pregame show. Welcome to the pregame show. My name is Jimmy. His name is Jake. On the pregame show, we're going to talk about the lineup and our thoughts on it. Then we're going to talk about the starting pitchers and the pitching path to victory. Before that, we will give each of us will give a what to watch for. Then we'll do the pitching path to victory. After the pitching path to victory, we will choose our homer picks. After our homer picks, we will decide if we are taking the over or the under on DraftKings. I already won a bet on DraftKings today. Feeling hot. I bet that Max Muncy would walk. And he did. Bet $1. I won $7 or $5.75, I believe. Then we will give our premonitions, and then we will stand up.
Yes.
The lineup today: Rizzo's leading off, Judge batting second, Donaldson batting third, and DHing. Gallo's back in the lineup, cleaning up, playing left field. DJ LeMahieu at third base, batting fifth. Gleyber Torres batting second, batting sixth, playing second. Hicks in center field, batting seventh. Connor Falefa, eighth. Higgy in the nine hole. Gleyber got rest on day one. Hicks sat on day two. DJ sat on day three. Donaldson sat on day four. Gallo sat on day five. And now Stanton is sitting on day one, two, three, four, six. Judge will sit tomorrow. And that's Yankees baseball. They probably planned that out and said, isn't it beautiful? One guy's going to get a day of rest every single day of the opening set. Whatever. Preserving rest. They did this last year. I don't fully have a problem with that, Jake. I don't love it, but I don't fully have a problem with it. It's April. It's early. It's cold-ish. It's not really that cold, but whatever. They did load management last year for the big fellas. What I have a problem with is changing the whole lineup, like, constantly. Like, Rizzo, in six games now, has bat in three different lineup positions.
Yeah.
Judge is batting two. DJ has batting in, this is his fourth? No. This is his two. But I don't know. I'm a broken record. I just really would, it would be nice to be consistent.
It would be consistent to be consistent. And the Yankees don't believe in that with their lineup. They believe in that with their rest. And yeah, going to the game tomorrow, so I really hope they don't rest Judge, but now I very much believe they will, which stinks.
Last game of the series, too.
Yeah, and like, especially if you lose tonight and then you don't roll Judge out there, like, whew. We'll see. Maybe the Yankees know they're not going to re-sign Aaron Judge anymore, so they'll just run him ragged this year. So that's exciting, too. Yeah, I mean, hey, I mean, all that being said, like, I don't necessarily dislike the lineup tonight for a lineup that doesn't have
Stanton. I also agree with that. So it's just like, I'm not torn up about resting guys the first week of the season. I'm not torn up about this particular lineup. I am a fan of consistency because I talk to every baseball player and I ask, does it matter to you? And every single player that we talk to says yes.
Are you a fan of fans?
I am a fan of fans, and I'm a fan of getting tickets to games and enjoying the game and using the SeatGeek app to get those tickets. Mm. I'm going to the game tomorrow as well. We're not going together. We will not talk to each other. We'll just stare at each other.
Maybe. We'll see.
Stare at each other.
We're not going to get locked in anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
See what we do at the game.
You'll see what we do at the game.
Yeah.
You have a what to watch for?
James, my what to watch for tonight. Jim, you're going to like this one. Blue Jays, Springer, Bichette, Guerrero Jr., Hernandez, Gurriel, Kirk, Chapman, Tapia. We'll see him. Espinal and Jose Berríos. Jim, watch out for some of the best played baseball of the season tonight.
Wow. By who?
Both teams. Jim, both of these teams have been shut out, and they don't like that.
Mm-mm.
Yankees think they're the big bad wolf. Blue Jays, they're new in town. John Mulaney Netflix ad. They've both been shut out, respectively. And now they both have their ones on the bump. Berríos got knocked around opening day. Cole doesn't like anything that's not something. This game decides who will be Nuevas tomorrow. You win tonight, you've survived. A four-game set against a team that you think is going to be some of your best competition in the division this year. With your ones on the bump. I'm excited. I think, we've seen the pitching prevail this series so far. Back-to-back shutouts, reversey. I think we are in tune for an excellent baseball game tonight. And I am excited for. And that's my what to watch for.
All right. Yeah. Good. Good what to watch for.
Thank you.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Both of these pitchers had trouble in their debut. Because of how successful Tyone and Nestor were and how different their formula of attacking a batter is than Cole's, scares me that Blue Jays are just going to sit on Cole's fastball and crush it, because they're going to be like, finally, a guy who throws fastballs early in the count and pitches normal. Mm. So I do think Cole might get his fastball run into a little bit if he's not on. And who knows? Could be a couple minutes late. To silence the Blue Jays bat 3 days in a row, I think, is kind of tough. And then Berríos absolutely stinks at the stadium. Stinks against the Yankees. He's got like a 6.4 ERA against the Yankees. I think at the Yankee Stadium, it's even higher. I was on a Toronto radio show this morning kind of explaining that. Like, I understand he's very good, but he's never really been... Like, if you ask a Yankee fan who doesn't watch other games, they'd be a little bewildered
right
by that, because he's just never been great. His numbers against the Yankees aren't great or a threat. So, I don't know. I think one of these pitchers is going to have a really sloppy game, and then it's going to be like the story of their season until May, until they right the ship. I'm hoping it's not the Colster.
Okay, so just shitting on my what to watch for.
Well, I'll pivot. I was going to say that in the pitching path of victory that I'm worried about Cole versus the Blue Jays.
Okay.
My what to watch for is the 8 and 9 hole hitters for the Yankees.
Aye.
They, you know,
out.
They said defense was more important than hitting at catcher in the shortstop position. I don't think they wanted it to look like this, where from the 8 and 9 hole this year, the Yankees have a .088 batting average and a .175 on base percentage. 3 for 34, with two walks. It has been the darkest of black holes. And it's the same two guys again. And, you know, this was their philosophy. We are prioritizing defense at shortstop and catcher over offense. Well, it's been rough.
Yeah.
The 8-9 is just two outs.
Yeah.
It's really bad. So I need some hits from Kiner Falefa and Higgy and maybe some walks.
Jim, you play Uno a lot.
Yeah.
You won't stop in the office. And you just throw reverse cards at people.
Reverse.
I think we're double what to watch for because I've actually got to do laundry tonight, and that's when I'm going to do it.
Okay.
When the 8-9's up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh.
I gave James a bath during the... I saw the Yankees were coming up. I saw it was those two. I was like, let's do a quick bath.
Yeah.
Not going to miss nothing here.
Errands.
Yeah.
These will be fun.
Yeah. Kiner Falefa is kind of redefining what contact is. He just throws his bat at the ball.
Yeah.
Like, he just sees
it. Yeah, hell of a blitz ball player.
Yes. He just sees the ball low in the zone, a breaking ball, and just literally throws his bat at it. That's what he's... That's his... You know, he had that one at bat where everyone was like, he's battling because he fouled off all those 3-2 pitches. I was like, but those aren't swings. He's just tossing the barrel.
One of those pitches was like right down the middle too.
It's just like spoiling pitches as a strategy to hit. So I don't know. I need to see a lot out of him because like it's been ugly.
Can I ask you a question?
Higgy? Yeah.
What is your pitching path to victory tonight?
Let me pull it up because I didn't have it up because my website went out, and I really don't like the way the FanGraphs does it, even though I love the FanGraphs site, but there's too many lines in between the name of the pitcher and the segment I want. You know what I'm saying? So I kind of lose it.
That's fine. There's two hot boys that didn't pitch last night of the Yankees bullpen. It is Wandy Peralta and Chad Green.
Wandy got hot.
Wandy did get hot. And Chad and Johnny, who both pitched yesterday, or Chappie and Johnny, excuse me, they didn't throw a lot of bullets. I think your only guy who's out for tonight would be Clay Holmes. He did throw 23 bullets last night, and you have enough bullpen options. And you're also not using Michael King, who threw 45 pitches on Monday. Clark would be in play, but that would mean something kind of went wrong. So, unless it's still April 13th. I was going to say maybe the Yankees are going to still try to burn out some of these options, but... you got Wandy, you got Chad, and you've got the good guys if it's a good game, so.
They really don't have any lefties, huh? Like Zach Collins, Biggio, is he? Oh, Tapia's in today?
Tapia's in today. So you could see Litke come in for the bottom of the lineup. He hasn't pitched in a few days now.
I like that.
So maybe it's a Cole to Litke. Again, Wandy gets a little scary, but he can get righties out. Chad Green, potentially, stretched out 3 days off.
Yeah, I think you'll see Chad today if it's, you know, that type of game. Cole to Chad, although...
I think they break it up with someone between Chad.
They need
Litke
to, yeah,
or Wandy.
I think it needs to be Litke, then Chad. I agree with you there. That going Cole to Chad is a little too similar.
It's not a good recipe for Chad.
It's not. Because it's just fastballs are a little similar, but Chad's a little slower. So it's basically like they're seeing the same pitcher for the third time through, but it's Chad's first time through. Analix.
It's a little league theory.
So I think I like Litke actually if it's the bottom of the order because I think they would save Wandy for like after Chad because they trust him more against the righties if need be. But they also they have Loaisiga. He only threw 11.
Yeah, and I mean this would.
I would say Holmes. They're probably not going to go to
tonight's game. If they're up, would you don't lose the series? You guarantee that you've survived this opening series with the Blue Jays. So I think Johnny and Chappie are on the table.
Yeah,
gotta win.
I like Licky getting involved against the bottom of the order.
Mm.
Let's do that.
Snap a couple off, kiddo.
Oh. Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Did anyone get on the board yesterday?
What? Global.
No one on the board yesterday.
Judge almost got one.
Yeah.
Judge has hit a lot of balls hard.
Gone at Fenway.
He's had two balls to the top of the wall.
Mm.
Do you want to put it on the screen? I can put it on here.
Oh, yeah.
Can't play under pressure.
I mean, after every game, I've had someone say, Judge looks horrible, because I don't think they're watching the game and they're just looking at the stats.
Baseball fans are running hot right now. The Hicks crew, the Glaber crew. It's a good talk.
Dude, someone tweeted me like, Glaber looks off balance every swing. I'm like, that's when Glaber's good.
He's looked amazing.
He's looked, when Glaber's taking his A swing and not reacting to the pitch, that's when we get in trouble. When he is taking that off balance swing against the breaking ball, that's when Glaber's good.
He's using the whole field. He turned on a ball. He's going the other way.
And two hits he got yesterday were off sliders. So, like, if Glaber's hitting off speed, like, I don't know.
Note it is people had their offseason takes, and they're still leaning into them if they want. Like, Hicks statistically has been one of the better Yankees.
Yeah.
I think he's gotten on in every game. I think there's a good... It was either BBD or Talking Yanks.
Was that a national game?
Like, Hicks has gotten on every game.
It was Sunday Night Baseball, right?
Which game?
When Hicks struck out and everyone got really, really mad at him?
Yeah.
That's, dude. God, that is... I didn't put that into my thing. You have people watching that don't always watch.
People were just mad at Hicks. They've been mad at Hicks every game.
But that was, like, two bad at-bats, and, like, they're really carrying it with him.
Yeah. And people are doing the same thing with people are doing that with the hot button Yankees.
Yeah, but Judge's look good. He hasn't gotten like a homer yet or results, but I mean, he's hitting the ball so hard. He's gotten two to the top. That Gurriel catch was bullshit. I didn't like it.
Yeah,
they're good at defense.
Not ideal. Blue Jays play a fun brand of baseball.
They do. They really do.
Mm.
All right. I think you're up first, right?
I am up. I have taken. I've taken Gallo, Higgy, Donaldson, and Stanton, which leaves me alternate options. I'm afraid what I'm going to have to do, now I'm all afeared about the judgy thing. I am going to go Rizzo and Judge. I'll believe in lead off Riz.
Nobody beats the Riz.
And now I'm playing scared about the Judge potential bench day tomorrow, so.
You're bummed out about that.
Potentially.
They might not do it.
They might not.
But it does seem like they have a pattern going.
It's a bit of a pattern going.
Higgy won't play tomorrow.
No. Trevino.
So.
And you took him yesterday.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think if that means they'll play Judge, but it doesn't have any bearing. You took Rizzo and Judge. Let's see. Who does that leave for me? I can't take DJ. I got Donaldson as an option. I got Hicks as an option. I don't have Glaber. Gallo? Gallo an option for me? All right, I'll take Gallo. Because I got Stanton tomorrow. I'm excited about that.
Barrios hangs one to him.
Gallo and... I took DJ already. Damn it. Dude, you know what? I'm doing it. Hicksy, baby, one more time.
Oh, okay.
Back-to-back games with a homer.
Good swings.
Fans will really be in a pretzel. And you know what? He's got a little fuck you in him these days. I saw it on a shirt that Nestor was wearing.
The old righty Hicks.
Nestor wearing a Talking Yank shirt and then pitching awesome's cool.
Ooh, whoops. Sorry about ya. Sorry about it. What do you think the over-under is today? You think we're going to bring it down a knob?
Yeah, I think
8.5?
8 flat.
You think 8 flat?
I think my guess is they bring it down to 8 flat.
It's been unders. Cole's supposed to be good. Barrios is supposed to be good.
Claps to us. We both got it right yesterday.
How about that?
Is it 8? Do you know it, Zach?
I do know it.
Do you want to? I'm locking in 8 flat.
I'll go with you.
It's 8 flat.
Yes.
Easy money. Fish in a barrel.
I might take the push.
Okay. You were under yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Yankees offense stunk.
Right.
was the reasoning. I thought 9.5 was way too high for her.
Easy under.
What are you doing today?
I'm going under. I think this is going to be good baseball. Yanks still have pen option. Jays have pen options. It's going to lead to a sloppier tomorrow.
I'm going over.
Barrios needs the redemption. Cole's looking for redemption. It's going to be a good game.
I'm going to take the over. Like I said, I think one of these teams, one of these pitchers falters tonight, and then it becomes like a uh-oh storyline. I'm hoping it's Barrios.
Mm.
But I do not know. They didn't get two outs last time.
Yeah. Yeah, he needs it. He's a hungry dog.
I'm trying to find, because I kind of like rambled his numbers, so I want to make sure I'm not totally wrong there.
Whose numbers?
Barrios against the Yankees and all that stuff. I don't want to make sure I wasn't a fool. I have him pretty soon. Ballparks. Yankee Stadium. 3 starts. 6.43 ERA.
Career versus the Yanks, 26.2 innings, a 4.73.
And do those count the...
I don't know if those are playoffs as well. Yoffs, as they call them.
I've been calling them those a lot.
The Yoffs, baby.
Did we face him last year as a Blue Jay?
Did we face Berrios as a Blue Jay? Jose Berrios with 2 starts against the Yankees last year, 6.2, 2 earned, 6 innings, 3 earned. Both in September of last year.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Maybe he's good.
Berrios.
I need Cole to be good because... Yeah. He's made 1 bad start and 2 excuses so far on the season.
Mm.
Not going to play the 2-strike alarm noise now?
Mm.
I was wondering about that.
I guess that's a what to watch for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Maybe they just play it quieter.
I didn't like it beforehand.
I'm not in love with it. If they said like, eh.
I saw Chappie struggling to hear it, and I'm a bad hearing guy. So I'm a little towards Cole's page now.
I get it. It's just another excuse in the book.
Yeah. I mean, I could just see myself saying the same thing. So
you just say it privately. You just don't say it in the press conference. You just go to the Yanks and say, hey, the pitchers can't really hear the new calling device when you play that thing. And then they probably don't do it because you're Garrett Cole.
Right.
And you don't have to go to the public. And
maybe he already asked.
They would
maybe had to get it loud.
They would stop. The thing isn't even that crazy. The stadium doesn't really react to it.
I mean, who's got final call on that? I was wondering that all last night.
Probably some position. What's the name of that position?
Cashman just loves it.
No, it's like the in-house, like...
Hal. It's Hal's favorite thing in the world is that horn.
In-house stadium.
Like an audio engineer. Not really.
I know the position name because I've seen it on like, I can't think of it, whatever. Premonition?
Premo for tonight. Big smiles, especially at second base. I was on that. I just had the wrong guy. I thought it was DJ's.
It's just Executive Director of Stadium. So pretty basic title.
Yeah, I think there's something there. I really do. Like, I think Hal just loves that horn, and that's the one thing he stamps.
No, it was last year. The stadium was so dull, and the fans weren't doing anything but the wave, and they were like, we got to do something to get them excited.
They just love Star Wars and need to hear it. Premonition for tonight's game, right?
Yeah, tonight's game is what we're talking about.
Sheesh. I mean, just really good baseball. How about a deflection play on defense?
Oh, that's cool.
Like, it either goes off the pitcher and then someone makes the play, or, like, you know, it goes off the third baseman glove and the shortstop throws it. But there's, like, there's a tip drill play tonight.
I like that.
Thank you.
I like that.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, a fan runs out, glues their hand to the dirt. Pulls it up and it's just dirt hand.
No.
Just rampant. Every stadium, we got glued hands.
Just can't stop doing it.
Can't stop addicted to it. I don't think I have a premonition, man.
Need one, though.
We do. It's a must.
It's a must.
You
got a passing button over there, Zach?
Searching.
Passing. Luis Sessa will start for the Reds Thursday against the Dodgers.
You see the Reds stadium today? People were tweeting pictures out of it. There's like, it's a weekday day game for a team whose owner just shit-talked the entire fan base. It's like no one.
Traded away some of their best players. Yeah. Looking at it right now.
They're just going opener? Luis Sessa?
I don't think they care.
I have such a soft spot for Luis Sessa.
Yeah.
Which is the craziest through line and storyline of all time. Like, cockroach reward to soft spot in my heart. Premonition tonight is, I think we see Cole give like a smile in the dugout because someone is like messing with him. Like, I think we see Jay Donaldson try to like cut the fucking tension or someone and it works.
Mess around with the earpiece a little bit.
Yes. Someone tries to loosen up Cole in the dugout. Like, we get a shot of him, like, in between innings, like, kind of jovial.
During his start?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. In between his starts innings. It's a huge premonition. Might be the biggest one to hit if I get it.
It's the biggest one to hit if you get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.